Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. And Malki Tzedek, who was the Melech Sholem, Rashi quotes from Chazal, Sholem, Yerushalayim, you know, Avram, called the Yirei, and Malki Tzedek called it Sholem, so we come out, we put it together, Yerushalayim. So we have a tradition, Malki Tzedek was a Kohen. So what happened was, it was Hotzi Lechem V'Yayim, he brought out bread and wine, and he said, Baruch Avram, and then he said, Baruch Okay, well, Yoni first blessed God, blessed Avram, and then God, so he was punished. He was, the kahuna was taken away because he first blessed Avram. That's why the meaning is when you do Ochayim, you should do a Bor Priya Gafen and then Ochayim. I mean, Bor Priya Gafen drink then do Ochayim. So either way, there's a discussion in the postgim with Lazer Gordon, among others, when we say Aaron Ben Avram HaKohen. So the Pashas is it's going on both, the son and father. Some have a minig which we don't follow. You do Aaron HaKohen Ben Avram, because obviously if the son's a Kohen, then the father is, but the opposite isn't true. That the son could not be a Kohen, it could be a Cholo. But that's the minig we say a Kohen at the end. What happens if Lamaisa, a Kohen marries a Grush and the kid is a Cholo? So what do you write on a Ksuva? What do you write on a Get? I guess, what do you do when you call him up for an Aliyah? So, they point out that, so Rav Lazer Gordon points out, based on the Gemara and the Dara and the Pasuk here, it says, by Malki Tzedek, it says, Hotzi Lechem V'Yayim V'Hu Kohen. What do you mean V'Hu Kohen? So the Gemara and the Dara makes a diyuk, it's to Mimayit. He's a Kohen, but his kid children no longer Kohen, because it was taken away from him. So Rav Lazer Gordon says, based on this, we should call up, we should write on the ksuva, the get, Aaron ben Avraham v'hu Kohen. And they have to make it clear that the father is the Kohen and not the son. So that's how some of a practice in terms of when you're writing a ksuva and a get, and the father's a Kohen, but the child is a cholo. So that's sort of the way the Gordon says, but others want to bring a raya that you can call Avraham ben Aaron Kohen or Aaron ben Avraham Kohen. In other words, you don't want to bring a right, even though if you're a person's a cholo, you still could call them up a Kohen. We could assume a Kohen is going on the father. What's the raya? Because we see in Parashas Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen. It's a whole discussion at what point did Pinchas become a Kohen. If he was born a Kohen, it wouldn't be a Raya. But those who say he didn't become a Kohen until later, and yet the Torah says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, so we see you can write on the document for a Cholo ben HaKohen, because it's only going on the father, and it's not going on the Cholo, it's not going on the son.